This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Beth Voorhees. The Joint Select Committee on Tax Reform once again met at the Capitol yesterday to focus on areas of possible changes to the state's tax code. Unlike many previous discussions, Tuesday's conversation focused on an area where some believe a tax increase is appropriate, the tobacco tax. House Finance Chairman Eric Nelson co-chairs the Select Committee.
I think now's the time to look at many things, and that's one of them. I mean, there's a lot of people talking about the tobacco tax. And we do have our concerns health-wise and the rising cost of health care, so it will be looked at.
A speaker from the National Tax Foundation told members of the committee an increase in the tobacco tax is not necessarily a sustainable revenue source into the future. While 23% of West Virginians smoke, the highest number of any state in the nation, that number is likely to decrease both because of a tax increase and because of national efforts to reduce smoking rates. Still, should lawmakers choose to increase the tax, they will likely look to dedicate the funding to a specific revenue source. Nelson says health care is one of them. Increased funding for substance abuse treatment in the state has also been talked about in previous legislative sessions. That's something Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler says he'd like to see.
I think we need to raise $100 million easy and then put some of that money, $20 million or more, into substance abuse programs in our local communities. Every county needs a substance abuse treatment facility and centers and counselors to help these kids get off it.
Kessler introduced a tobacco tax increase during the 2015 legislative session and says he plans to do the same in 2016. After the Joint Committee's meeting, the West Virginia Center on Budget and Policy, along with statewide education, religious, and children's groups, held a press conference pushing lawmakers to consider working families in West Virginia as they look to reform the state's tax code. Ashton Mara has more.
While he says he's not taking a position on any of the reform policies the Joint Committee has discussed so far, Center on Budget and Policy Executive Director Ted Bettner says he is urging lawmakers to proceed with caution. Bettner says all they need to do is look at the business tax cuts West Virginia has implemented in the past decade.
When they were put forth back in 2006, 7, and 8, we were told that these tax cuts were going to boost the economy, increase investment, and drive job growth. Well, the opposite has happened.
West Virginia has the highest unemployment rate in the nation, and Bettner says business tax reductions are costing the state more than $225 million this year alone. But those tax cuts were approved under a Democratic majority, a decision Senate Minority Leader Jeff Kessler says was a mistake in retrospect.
And they moved our needle when it comes to saying, okay, we're now 21st best tax climate, but I don't see a corresponding growth in business and investment in our state because of that.
While Kessler is not a member of the Tax Reform Committee, he says he is looking for his own legislative solutions to increase revenues while maintaining services. And those services are important to members of the Our Children, Our Future campaign, who joined the Center on Budget and Policy at its press conference Tuesday. Its members want lawmakers to ensure education, children, and senior programs continue to receive the funding they need and don't fall by the wayside in the name of the state's business climate. Stephen Smith leads the West Virginia Healthy Kids and Families Coalition, which is part of the campaign.
If the state takes on tax reform, we want to see Democrats and Republicans, people from all walks of life, agreeing on a tax plan.
Both the House and Senate Finance Chairman maintain the Tax Reform Committee has no set agenda and is still in an information gathering phase. But they say they will have legislative recommendations ready for the 2016 session's start in January. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Ashton Mara in Charleston.
West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. Keep up with all the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from Shepherd University, West Virginia University, Marshall University, and Concord University. Our producer is Ashton Mara. Our director is Teresa Wills. I'm Beth Voorhees.